Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Amarello Show. I'm your host, Carla Montero. And oh my God, I feel like I say this every single time, but it's been a long time. For those who care about where I've been, I've been working a lot. I have been doing everything I never expected to do, ever. I never really saw myself doing these much activities like I'm doing right now. And let me just tell you this. Today is Saturday. It started raining. And now the sun is coming out. And I'm really glad that I didn't bring a jacket to work because I really did not. And yes, I am at work. We're live and very live from Greater Nexus. You guys are used to me recording at school and it goes live through our radio, but today it's simply recording and you'll get to listen to it whenever you feel like it. And at the beginning of this semester or last semester, I think it was this semester. Yeah. We, and by we, I mean me and you, we're planning on doing one of the most exciting topics I've probably come up with, and it's the reality of being a communications major. And you guys are gonna be like, oh, a communications major, that's so interesting. Like, what are you talking about? You're a communications major? That's like what everybody asks me after I explicitly just told them I am a communications major. Not only that, I also tell them my track. So do I find it disrespectful? 100%. Like, hello? I don't do that when you tell me you're a bio major. You're a bio major? Okay. I guess. Like, no. Why is it so shameful for me to admit, like, that's crazy, to even say I am a communication arts major? Like, what's so wrong with that? What is wrong with my major? What is wrong with your major if you're also a communications major out there that's listening to this? And short answer, there is nothing wrong with your major. However, the problem with communications majors is that we suffer from perception problems. It has long been believed, backed up by, like, just fake facts, that communications are very easy majors. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to talk for a living? Are you going to go on a speaking tour? Like, no, not really. Some people fail to recognize that being a communications major opens doors to so many other things. Like, with a communications degree, you can go to law school. You can do literally anything. So what really is communications about? Let me tell you this. To the school that I go to, which most of you should know by now, St. John's University, my bachelor is in science. For other people, other schools, communication is a bachelor in arts. And most of the times, people don't really want or care enough to ask more questions about your major. Like, what do you want to do with it? It's usually when they ask that, it's like, oh, what do you want to do with it? Talk? Like, you already know how to talk. What are you talking about? Yes, I do know how to speak, but I want to do so much more with my degree. In my case, most of you should know that I want to be a news reporter. Recently, I've fallen in love with PR, and I can still do that with my communications major. I want to go into radio. I want to go into television, and all of that will be possible because I will graduate with a Bachelor in Science and Communication Arts. So there it goes. The amount of workload that I have for a communications major seems fake because people lie to my face. They're like, this is going to be easy. I'm like, okay, I really, really like it. So I don't really care if it's going to be difficult or easy, but I expect it to be a lot easier. So I don't really know what people are talking about. But I've learned how to assemble, produce, and execute different programs. I've learned how to write in broadcasting, APA, for news, which if you've taken a journalism course, how to write in news. In my case, I'm taking writing in news, in PR, and broadcasting at the same time. And it's like three very far apart writing skills. Like, it's so, so different. And taking them together in the same semester has really, really, really killed me. but it's so fun to like formulate like a news story and be like, oh, if this was for broadcasting, I could have written it like this. And it's not even like this. There's rules to everything. And of course, they can crisscross applesauce whenever. But don't be like me. Don't take them the same semester. But definitely, definitely take them, because it's just knowledge that is never, ever, ever going to go to waste. And I feel like some of the misconceptions that we feel whenever we go into our communications field is that there's not a lot of people willing to help you. And while that is definitely true for some cases, you will find yourself in a room of people that are willing to listen to you, even if you said the most outlandish thing. They will still care, because that's their job. That's their job to guide you into this field that has so many black holes for you to not fall in them, like they probably did, because they didn't have that guidance. So yes, there might be people that are there to just make your life miserable, but there's also people in the industry that will be willing to help you and guide you, because that has been my experience so far in my internship. My team of leaders has been willing to help me. Of course, they throw me into the pit sometimes, because that's also part of their job. But they throw me into the pit when they know I've gone through enough training in the different areas. And when I say training, I do not mean that they are actively training me. I've never noticed them actually training me. This is just under a very thin layer of plastic for me to not be able to notice that they're actually lecturing me on something, but for me to recognize how to use those things when I actually have to do it. So do not be discouraged if sometimes a professor tells you, oh, everybody hates you and you're going to be alone by yourself. No, 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 no. There will be someone there willing to guide you into the right direction. And also, again, there's amazing professors that will be willing to guide you if you ask, if you care enough to really sit down and be like, hey, professor, do you have an answer for this question? And 9 times out of 10, they probably will have the answer to that question. And if they don't, they'll redirect you to someone that definitely has the answer that you're looking for. So with that said, the reality of being a communications major. I think, and I'm a firm believer, that everyone's experience is different. My coworker Alexis, for example, she is a communications major as well, but she's in a whole different track. unlike me, who I am a media management track. We're like very, very far apart, as well as other students that I've met that are sports management track. But at the end of the day, we fall under the same scope. I will say, though, I always knew that I wanted to go into this field, not because it would have been an easy way out of college, but because I've always loved communicating, broadcasting, radio, being in front of a camera. I've never really complained. There was a time that I was considering to be a poli sci major because I wasn't in debate club. I was doing MUN, which I don't really know if those are the same letters for the abbreviation in English, but I don't know. But I am here to help you. If you're an incoming college student, a future freshman, and you want to go into communications, this is the things you have to look into, especially if you just want to take it because it's going to be an easy way out of college. Let's just start. I've divided it into 7-8 kind of tips and major things that will really define what it's really like to be a communications major. Typically, when I tell people that I'm going into the communications field, I am obviously faced with the comments of, oh, there's a lot of easy aspects, like what do your homeworks look like? What do you guys really do in class? And I am here to tell you and debunk all of the lies, theories, and false accusations. Number one, papers. If you don't like to write, do not declare a communication major. Like, do not do it. You will have at least 3-4 papers due every single week. And that's like outside of your core classes that already include papers because they're usually like English, public speaking. So if you do not like to write, do not do it. And it's especially going to be like a variety of papers. It's not going to be like the same type of genre. No, sir. It'll be research papers. It'll be argumentative essays, creative writing, and so much more. So strict memorization of tests and like quizzes and regular information, no, that's not for you. Because for every type of case that you bump into communications, like, you have to adapt it to the type of paper that you should be doing it for. So, no. Number two, reading. Oh my God, I cannot stress this enough. If you don't like to read, do not do it. I have to read at least, let me tell you, last week I read 12 research projects just to do one for my journalism class. And I was so drained. And I like to read. I love to read. But I had to read like a lot. Let me see. I think it was like 12, 13 news articles in order to build one. But this is going to go from textbook chapters to case studies to news to, and it's not going to be like the kind of reading that you do on Spark Notes when you're trying to build an essay or a book summary of a chapter. No. Be prepared to read it again, to reread it one more time, to reread it a fourth time, and after that, really analyze and process the material that you just read to really understand it and be able to do a proper paper, proper research, a proper news article. There is no such thing as I'm going to read it one time and I'm going to be good. No, sir. Number two, discussions. Majoring in communication. Do you just learn how to talk? Well, when people say that, you're not entirely wrong. Logically, as a communications major, we do a lot of talking. Classes are predominantly discussion-based. And if it is a communications class, there usually will be very, very small, which means that everyone has to talk because your professor is more likely to remember your face. And they will remember if you're the kid in the back that never talks. So you cannot hide. There's not a way. Discussion-based classes also mean that you really have to know your stuff. And not only know your stuff, but know your stuff before class. I cannot stress this enough. You cannot pull up to class and just like pretend you'll be good. You're not gonna be good. You're not gonna be good. There's not gonna be time for you to like, okay, what is that we have to do? Let me check the chapter. Let me look some things. No. You really are gonna have to know before you sit down on that chair, because baby girl, the first thing that's gonna happen is the topic is gonna start. Everybody's gonna talk. And if they actually did their research, they will most likely already have said what you were planning on saying. Excuse me. What you were planning on saying the minute you open your laptop. So no. Number four. Not my favorite, but will happen. Group projects. Can't stand group work? Communication probably isn't for you. Group work, teamwork makes the dream work. And every professor thinks like this. So even if you don't think that way, you will end up being on a group. Almost every communication/marketing class I have taken in this past 2 years that I've been in college have involved at least one group project. I can fairly say that probably the only classes that don't include group projects is classes outside of my communication track, which is core classes. But communication classes, most of them always include one group project at least. Do I hate group projects? I don't really know. I don't despise them, but I'm also not mad at them if it's a group, if it's a good group. Most of my life I've been left in shambles about like regular things, like in high school. So I really like working in groups as long as my group is good. And again, these are usually small groups too, meaning that everyone has to contribute. And if you don't contribute, this will be very much visible, because since it's a very small class, most groups consist of like 5, 4, 3 people. And if 2 out of 3 people are collaborating and that third person is you, it would be very visible that you didn't do anything for the sake of the group project. But of course, not everything goes as planned, so be prepared for some time crunching before deadlines, difficulty in coordinating and hoping everything comes together. Availability also comes to play. Very, 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 very prominent. Because in college, everybody has a different schedule, but you have to make it work at the end of the day because you don't want to fail. Number 5, presentations. And these ones are my favorite. I love presenting. I love talking. Hence why I have a podcast. Hence why I'm a communications major. Hence why I am a junior community manager. So I love talking. I love to do the talking. If somebody doesn't want to talk, I'll talk for you. If you have a group project, you will 9 times out of 10 have to present it. Midterms and finals for many other majors are intensive exams, quizzes. But for us, communication majors, bring on the projects and the presentations. And this can go from a research presentation, from a random assignment, or from like a regular group project. But even those, they fall under the scope of research or branding. It could just be individual or in groups. But you will have to present them. And this can be a midterm, this can be a final, or a regular assignment in the middle of the semester. Now, before you say this is the easier option, know that presentations require knowing the content as much as you would have for a regular quiz. In addition, you're adding public speaking nerves to the mix, and you don't have the luxury to process what you're saying, reread, or go back and explain yourself like on a written test. You're supposed to know what you did because you had regularly, professors give you either the whole semester to do this random assignment. They'll tell you the first day what is it that you have to do so you can prepare yourself. Therefore, when you get in front of the class, in front of your camera, you're supposed to know what you're talking about, especially if it's a random assignment. Random assignments are very much personalized because this is what you think is better for the brand as a PR representative, as whatever, as a marketing specialist. You should know what is better for the brand that you chose. Therefore, you need to know the information that is on your slides or in your presentation. Number 6, end of the semester. Here is another communication myth. We don't have a lot of work. So if the papers, if the reading, if the group work, and the presentations that I have previously mentioned still have not convinced you, I will admit there are some weeks that are lighter than others. The reason behind this is most of our big projects are due at the end of the semester, but communications majors need to be able to manage their time, handle the stress, and meet the deadlines, as all of your classes will hit you at the same time, especially finals and midterms. Those can be regularly like 2 papers and 3 presentations on top of group meetings and on top of your other class assignments. So managing your time and putting a little bit of time towards every single assignment throughout the semester will really, really, really help you. Now, in my opinion, for number 7, I think communication majors have the best professors. And by communications, I mean like marketing and PR as well. I think we have the best professors ever. Communication professors are good at what they teach, communicating. They are some of the most interesting and entertaining professors that I've ever had. And they're always willing to chat with you, help you, or further clarify something that you might have been confused throughout the semester. And they're also really good to connect with people that you might want to touch base on for a future internship, a future job, an interview, whatever. Number 8, a broad curriculum. I kind of touched base on this at the beginning of the episode, but there aren't many required classes for communications majors, which has its perks as well as its drawbacks. Because communication is such a broad field, students in the major have the opportunity to choose a path, a track, a focus. So it suits their interests and pursuits. This can be incredibly freeing, but at the same time, nerve-wracking. Personally, having to face the real world soon and not knowing what I want to do is very stressful. I personally knew what I wanted to do from the very beginning, which was going into broadcasting. But then I fell in love with news, and I was like, okay, what can I do? I don't want to write news, but I want to talk about news. And then that's when I realized that I wanted to be a news reporter. But then recently I fell in love with PR and the public relations field in the entertainment area. And I'm slowly dipping my toes into it by planning a great event that's coming to campus. I love it. I love it. I love it so, so much. But at the same time, I still have deep, deep love for news anchoring. But This will come eventually. Don't stress about it. But I would say definitely dip your toes into classes that you think you might be interested on, because you really never know. That's when I took my first PR class is when I found out, oh, I really want to do this. Like, I want to do this. I'm not saying this to say that communication is particularly a hard major to the fair people from choosing it as their major. I am simply saying it because it can be just as hard as the rest. However, if you have the skill set to do it, you will have no problem. Of course, there'll come things like your extracurriculars, your work life, your social life that will come into play. But you also have the professors to help you along the way. I've absolutely loved my time as a communications and media management major. And I would have not had it any other way. This major sets you up for success in a wide range of career. A strong communication skills, they're necessary for any job that you go into. So the fact that I get to learn and to just have a blast while I go through college, oh my God, I will ever and forever be thankful. So if you love writing, reading, creating, collaborating, communications is the field for you. So don't be scared. And if you're already in the field and you don't really like it, again, dip your toes into other classes. It is not for everybody. Just how biology, business are not for everybody as well. But definitely keep going, keep trying, be nicer to us. We are trying just as hard as you are. Of course, there's more difficult majors than communications. Just how there is more difficult majors than finance. But everybody has their own difficulty, their own range of how bad I'm going to cry tonight while doing my homework. But if you really like it, trust me, you're going to have a great, great time. And that was it for today's episode, guys. I really hope you liked it. Feel free to share it with your friends. Feel free to send me ideas for next episodes. Next episode on the Amarillo Show, I'll tell you right now what it's going to be in case you're interested. But it is friendship breakups. Nobody really talks about friendship breakups as much as I would hope to. But we're going to talk about it next week. So join me at the Amarillo Show. I love you all so, so much. Thank you so much for supporting the show. back to like 2020. It's now 2024. We're about to hit the 4-year mark in August. I have something really, really exciting planned. So yeah, have a very, very good and blessed Saturday. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.